This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
That was Buck Showalter on MLB Network. I don't know, kind of talking in circles, trying to put lipstick on the pig that is the current Red Sox situation here. With Rafi Devers saying, quite simply, two letters, one word, no. He doesn't want a DH. He won't go to DH. And that giggle you heard in the background was former Patriots linebacker Ted Johnson in the house here with Fitzy and Hart on WEEI Afternoon. So, Ted, right out the gates, I want to ask you, because we've referenced this. So, to give people a little insight, and I hope you don't mind me bringing this up, but you had that incident once where you left the team, game plan related, whatever that was, okay?
So, well, there's a lot more to it.
No,
than
I
that,
know,
but,
I know, and I didn't mean to minimize it.
Yeah, please don't minimize it, because it was a big thing that people don't quite understand. But that's okay. I get your point.
But
I get your gist.
A lot goes into sometimes behind the scenes what athletes are going through,
correct,
dealing with their thought process that we oversimplify. Well, your boss told you he wanted you to DH, and you're saying no. Like, okay, maybe it's that simple, or maybe there's more to it. So what was your reaction as bringing, as you do, an ex-athlete mentality to this situation that's developing with the Red Sox?
Yeah, I'm like you guys. I mean, it's different, okay? It's very, very different in the sense that baseball, they get, and this is the key difference between the two sports. So I can emphatically say I think he's in the wrong, that being Rafi Devers, for saying that he doesn't want to switch positions, because the main difference between the two sports is one gets guaranteed contracts and the other one doesn't.
Right.
He is guaranteed. He has 300 million reasons to go take a seat and do what's best for the team. So to me, it's not even close in comparison to the two sports. So to me, Rafi is in the wrong here. Rafi, my guess is he will back down. My guess is he will not continue this wall of defiance. I think he will kind of chill on that. Is my feeling. And then part of it is, I think it's going to be Alex Cora having to massage these egos a little bit. And it's like, Rafi, this team hasn't been good for a few years. You guys haven't made the playoffs in a few years. You have led the majors in third base as far as rankings go at your position since 2018. You were the worst in third baseman.
But it was the lowest last year, right? I believe he had his fewest errors while leading the league in third base.
He was the worst-est in the American League last year.
Yeah.
But
so
in
it was his best worst season.
It was his best worst year.
That's a great way to look at it, Dan. Mr. Spin It Positive, the ball hawk right there. That's, he's the best at being the worst at third.
That was it. But since 2000, you know, 2019, worst in Major League Baseball. 2020, worst in Major League Baseball. 2021, worst in Major League Baseball. And then 2022, worst in the American League. So, you know, not as bad.
Someone was worse.
And then 2023, worst in Major League Baseball as far as third base errors. And then last year, second worst. Is just bat worst in the AL. So, yeah, that to me right there, are you kidding me? With that resume, any pushback, if Alex Cora, I'd feel very confident as the manager of that team to say, you know, sorry, bud, this is the proof's in the pudding, and you're going to have to take a seat. I'm kind of fascinated by the reaction to it all, because here was what theoretically was the face of the franchise.
Mm.
And it feels as if most people, your poll is, there's like a quarter of the people think he should stand in defiance and still play third base. But most fans are like, dude, what are you doing?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The good vibes were, I mean, it was a great at the end of last week, and we were all feeling really good going into the weekend, and then Monday, yesterday, it's like, wait, what? No? Mm-hmm. Come on, man. And so he's in the wrong here. My guess is Alex Cora will get it all worked out. I'm feeling bad for my boy Alex Bregman. He gets here, and not only is Rafi Devers kind of, saying, no, sorry, Alex, you're not going to play in this position. But also you got, and I think it's even worse than what Rafi Devers had to say yesterday is what Tristan Casas had to say today.
Yeah.
I think it's worse.
Yeah, this was very anti-Belichickian, where, like, don't talk about other players and their situations.
Clearly, Alex does not talk to his team about what to say to the media.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Or maybe he does and they don't care. Then you can always leave that option open.
That's
Tristan
a fair
Casas
point.
Marches to the beat of his own drummer, right, Fitzy? He's definitely a different
unique bird.
Of guy. Yeah.
Odd bird, unique cat, strange.
Is there a worse way to say that? Is there a more? Because I don't.
I don't know. In the contemporary environment, I don't want to get canceled, but he's a weirdo.
But that would. I'm Alex. I'm hearing those comments from Tristan Casas. I'm fired up. I mean, you know what? Really, dude? Like, who are you, bro? Seriously, you've been
his version of Bears needs to leave a little coach wants to see you kind of note in the locker.
Andy, he's treating them like adults. And Ted, I can always appreciate when a writer, a movie director, a manager, a coach, a whomever, personnel evaluator gives everyone the benefit of the you're over 25 doubt and says, I'm not going to tell you what to do. Like, I expect you to fall in line and comply with our values as a team. And when someone doesn't do that, it's a shame to have to step in and helicopter parent or be the rigid disciplinarian, but apparently Alex Cora is going to have to take the belt off now and tell everyone it's whipping time.
And also, Fitzy, it's here's a guy that's getting paid so much money. You're getting paid. You don't have to ever. You just have to ride this contract out. You're going to get paid a lot of money, regardless of whether you're on this team, not on this team, whether you're playing DH, whether you're playing third base. That's the thing that gets me going is the fact that you got a guaranteed contract regardless of what your role is on this team, and you should be happy that you got a big contract and still have a role that's not only just any role, it's a role that you guys have properly kind of put in perspective that in this town is heroes have been the genesis of this role of DH. So, why don't you just relax, buddy, and accept what's been given to you.
Dan Ball, you have some numbers. Put Rafi Devers' contract in perspective for us.
So for average annual value, his $31.35 million is 17th most in Major League Baseball, and then the total value, which is $313 and $500,000, is 14th in Major League Baseball, right between Gerrit Cole and Trey Turner, and Bobby Witt is just behind him as well.
So in a world where Bryce Harper, Mike Trout, Shohei Ohtani, Soto, all these guys exist, he's a top 20 contract no matter how you slice it.
That's right.
Oh.
Yeah.
And now
is he a top 20 player, though, in everyone's mind?
No.
And therein lies the rub right there. But
hitter, yes. Hitter, yes. Player, no.
We'll see about hitter. We'll see about. I'd like to see.
He has the most extra base hits since 2019. He's a very good hitter.
He's
a very good hitter, yes.
Very good. Is he?
It's almost like he should do that for a living.
Yeah, it's almost like if he focused on that, we would all praise him. And that is where I wanted to ask Ted. I don't get the pride, ego, whatever you want to call it. I play third. That's my position. Yeah. I play in the field. I play third because they're asking you to do the thing you're actually best at. And they're also Some baseball elitists may not like that I say this. They're asking you to do the thing we all care about. We all watch the hitting. Very few of us get wowed or care about defense. That's just reality. I know it helps you win and lose games and all that. But back in the day, the commercials, chicks dig the long ball, that whole thing. Rafi Devers, if you focus on the thing they're asking you to focus on, fans will like you more because you're going to have some exit velocity. You're going to have more extra base hits. You're going to have more home runs. So, Ted, why this fixation on having to play third base?
It's pride. It's all it is. It's pride.
Pride cometh before the fall.
It's one of my favorite sayings too. And is pride does come before the fall. And that's simply what it is. He thinks it is embarrassing to him. He feels like it's an insult to him. And it's all about pride. And that is what is to me is driving Rafi to kind of come out like this. Is pride. Plain and simple. No other reasons. It is you're taking something away from me. And that feels like, because you're saying I'm not good enough.
Yeah, I am.
Watch. Okay.
No, I am.
No, you're right.
I literally am. You know what else says?
No one's ever said, no one's ever done that to me.
Well, they have, because you just read them off. If he has a computer and he looks up statistics, the numbers and
look at this.
Say he's not good enough.
For all this time, and no one ever, I was the worst in Major League Baseball in 2018, and no one took me out in 2019. I was the worst in Major League Baseball in 2019, but no one took me out in 2020. No. I was the worst in baseball in 2020, but no one took, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So he, in his mind, he's not, this is the way I've played for the last 7 years. No one's ever taken me out. Why now?
Take the easy way out, Rafi. Just hit. You won't have these issues anymore. Ted Johnson, if you DH, will not be able to go on the radio next year and say you led the league in errors if you just DH. Do it.
His contract is, what, another 9 years?
Yes.
How old is he now?
He is 27.
27, so 9 plus 27, what is that? 36 years old, right?
Yep. He's 28, sorry. So 28 in 100 days.
37.
Okay, so 37. So does he think that when he turns 30, I'm not going to get a good contract because I'm just a DH? I'm not a third baseman, too, when he turns 37?
Wait, does he need another contract?
He's got
$330 million.
If I was a guy that was about to go to free agency,
eggs are expensive,
and they were telling me that you're going to not play third base, I would be worried about my potential earning potential out in free agency since you're taking something away from me to negotiate. But that's not the case here. That's what I don't understand.
Let's go down this road then. Let's just say he's worried about his earning potential, his value, the perceptions of him. Shouldn't he get in shape? Shouldn't he? If he has so much pride, shouldn't he make fewer errors or at least do as much work as possible to make fewer errors? And shouldn't he? One of the common refrains, Fitzy, is that, he's always a little soft around the middle, kind of not, doesn't necessarily ooze, I had a great offseason.
Yeah, he makes John Kruk look like TB12.
Yeah, kind of. Like, no one will ever say he's in the best shape of his life.
Is that what you're hearing about him this year?
He's always chunky.
Which is most years,
I'm just saying,
Ted.
Like, I know he's always chunky. I'm just saying
he swings, they show his belt, and there's a belly hanging over his belt.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
If you cared about things as much as you pretend to, if you had as much pride.
You have to realize that has he always been a little chunky, right?
Yes.
Okay, and he's always been a bad infielder for the most part, right? For worse than the Major League Baseball.
Yeah, was he drafted? Was he signed? Did he become who he is, Ted, because of the belly?
Yeah.
Because of his defensive prowess? No. No, it's because the guy can hit.
He doesn't know that, Fitzy. They signed him to a – they chose him over Xander Bogaerts. It felt like, remember, Xander, who was it going to be? Can only take one. They chose him, and he was the worst in Major League in fielding then when he got the big deal. And his brain, he's fine. Why all of us?
I don't think his brain works right then.
Well, I mean, we've talked about the brains of baseball players for a while here. We know it's not,
Or men. You know what? I won't even limit it to baseball players.
Okay.
The brains of men when pride is involved, I may speak from experience, I may not, tend to think of things incorrectly.
And here's the thing. I'm wondering, here's why I say this, I think this will get worked out. You know why? Who's on this team that's going to go to his defense other than Tristan Casas? Because I don't think Tristan Casas is a beacon of leadership in that locker room. Who's going to sit there and go to Rafi's defense?
Yoshida.
Okay, please.
Because he's like, wait, if he goes to DH, that means I'm not DH.
Here's my point.
Also on the way out of town.
There's not a lot of leaders. There's not a lot of people that are going to be going behind it. Hey, Alex, come on, man. This is our leader. We can't be doing to this guy.
The old, who was it, Fitzy, that when Bobby Valentine came was like, that's not how we do things here. That's not how we do things here. Was it Pedroia, Euclid? It was one
Pedroia.
Of the... Pedroia.
Euclid actually got... still stunned. Euclid got shipped out that year to the White Sox. But Pedroia was the one who gave him some flat back over that.
And I think you're right, Ted. I don't think there are a ton of people that are going to do that. But I'll be honest with you. I did not expect that we'd be talking about Tristan Casas coming out today and so vocally supporting Devers. And not only supporting Devers, basically saying how the lineup should look. Bregman will play second. Yeah. The young guys should stay in Worcester. We don't need them on the roster. Who the bleep are you to write the lineup card?
They don't, you know, obviously self-awareness was not taught in any of his classes that he took growing up.
Nope.
He lacks complete and utter self-awareness, which is always a scary thing. Those are guys, I can't trust athletes that lack self-awareness.
Oh,
there's
really?
A lot of them out there. And I just can't, trust them. And as much as, I was singing his praises for verbalizing his thoughts in the Netflix documentary preview. And I was like, I like what this guy's doing. He's giving us an insight into his brain. I'm like, you know what? I'm not so sure I want to get inside that brain. I'm good, Tristan.
Be careful if you want to know where and how the sausage is
for
made.
For reals, man.
You get on the ride. You got to ride it to the end now. It comes back to the stop. 617-779-7937. Let's mix in a couple phone calls
here. Good to see all the people are fired up on this
topic.
They
are. Hey, don't tell me. I know we have this debate, football town, baseball town, now for this
moment. Sports town, Andy.
That's a good point, Fitzy. Why do we have to divide people? Bring people together. It's all about sports. We love sports. Let's go to Tony in Bridgewater. Tony, what are your thoughts on this Rafi Devers situation?
I just got back on the bandwagon. And when they traded Betts, I was off. Now I'm back on. I got to tell you something. Both of those tool bags, they're one-tool players. And these malcontents, I am so tired of this crap. This is what you got to do. You got to wake up Breslow and say, hey, you're still the GM, okay? And you put a trade together. Get a little creative. Like, go to Toronto and say, Bichette, Bassett, and Guerrero will give you Casas and Devers, right? Toronto would jump all over that. And you got yourself a middle infield there with Story and Bichette. You got Guerrero. Maybe you could sign him. Maybe you can't. Bassett's another pitcher. You get rid of these two guys because malcontents are malcontents. No matter what you do, their mind is shaped differently. Ted was 100% right. The difference between football players, they're playing for contracts, short careers. This bum was given all this money on a one-tool player. One tool. He can hit home runs.
Thanks for the call, Tony. A common refrain from some of the people that are annoyed by this is just trade him. And Tony says it'd be easy. Just trade him. Casas and Devers for Bichette and Vlad. Like, don't the Blue Jays watch the internet? Don't they see, do we want a guy who's not good at third who says he won't DH? Why are teams going to jump all over themselves to acquire a $300 million contract for a guy who you just said, Ted, you don't like his pride. You don't like the way he's handling himself. Like, why are teams going to line up to take on that asset?
They're probably not.
You got to
sweeten it. You'd have to sweeten it, or you'd have to pay some of the money and some of the contract as well.
Oh, so now we're dumping Devers.
If you can take the Devers as the DH, no one's taking him to be a third baseman, Ted. Zero people.
Right.
No teams.
And he just said,
that's why I'm saying the Red Sox would have to pay some of the contract. I mean, they wouldn't
I don't like that. Now we're dumping assets. We were trying to figure out before yesterday how to get rid of Yoshida.
Here's the thing, guys. Here's the thing. And a lot of people are saying this, but this isn't today to say it. But I do think this thing will work out. Does anybody trust Alex Cora? Like, this is why everyone wants to know who was the face of the franchise. I've been thinking about this over the weekend. You know, Rafi Devers is the face. It's not Rafi Devers. It's Alex Cora. Alex Cora is the face of this franchise. And it is his job to get Rafi in line. And it's his job to get Tristan Casas to wake the hell up and take his head out of his ass and play ball and get with what's going on here. I trust Alex Cora to press the right buttons to get to Rafi Devers. It's his job as a manager to figure this out.
And so I was a little surprised with your optimistic tone that this will play itself out, that Alex Cora will figure it out, that in the end Devers will just go to DH and kind of everybody will go about their business. I'd like to think that's true. But Rafi Devers just went in front of the media and very sort of strongly voiced his dissatisfaction with the idea of DHing. Like, why is this just going to – was that fraudulent? He's just going to back down? Because you said he has a ton of pride.
Yeah.
Do people that make these grand public statements that have a ton of pride tend to back down immediately?
I'm a communications major, University of Colorado.
Brag.
I mean, that's hey, you know. I just pick the ratio is 4-1. Okay, four girls to every guy in that department. Good. I'll take communications. But one of the things you learn,
life changing decisions made.
Does anybody want to guess how much percentage of nonverbal cues are actually more important than the actual verbal?
82%.
It's 65%.
I was close.
65%. If I look at Rafi, when he says no, it's like he's smiling. He seems relaxed. He doesn't seem all that upset. I didn't see fire coming out of his ears. I saw a guy that was just kind of, no, having fun out there saying no. My feeling is he'll get on board. That's my feeling just by watching that press conference. I didn't like the words that came out. But his body, you know, just how he kind of presented himself did not seem like a guy that was all that bent out of shape.
Yeah, I just think there might be a little bigger challenge here for Alex Cora than you're insinuating. And Alex mentioned something yesterday about, I need to remind him, like, I'm still Alex and he's still Rafi and we need to have conversations. Like, we're still people and we have a relationship, but this is, I mean, he's your $21 million manager, $7 million a year. He wanted to be here. He probably could have left after the season. I think some teams would have lined up for him. Hell, Yankees might have hired him. Like, he could have gotten good jobs out there, probably more money than he's making here. Probably could have made more money and better jobs, better teams, and he's here. So he made his bed. Now he's going to lie in it. I hope you're right. I hope Rafi Devers does kind of back down and doesn't let the pride ruin not only his situation, but he could drag the whole damn team down before they even get to a regular season game. He could drag this whole damn season and team down.
Good luck with that. He's going to get crucified in this town. And you got to be ready for that. I don't know if Rafi's got the medal for that.
Well, we'll see. 617-779-7937. We see you guys lined up on the phone lines. We're taking your phone calls on Rafi Devers. Do you think it'll work out in the end? Can Alex Cora play him at third and then move him to DH and everybody will be happy and it was just words and fun and we'll put it in the rearview mirror? We'll talk about that. And reminder, at 4:30, Sean McDonough from ESPN, WEEI friend and family member, he will be doing Team USA versus Canada on Thursday night. He did it the other night. It is basically the biggest thing in the sports world right now. We'll talk to Sean McDonough about that. But now, here on WEEI Afternoons, you got Dan Ball, the guy who filled in yesterday. Today, he's going to give you an award-winning trending.
The Christian Arcan Show, weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, here's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com, brought to you by Timeout Market Boston. United States defenseman Charlie McAvoy will miss the Four Nations face-off championship game. The Bruins said in a statement earlier today that McAvoy was admitted to Mass General Hospital on Monday to undergo testing related to an upper body injury. McAvoy sustained the injury during the Four Nations face-off and is currently being evaluated by the Bruins' head team physician. Team USA forwards Austin Matthews and Matthew Tkachuk also missed the Sweden game last night. The Americans take on Team Canada in the Four Nations face-off final on Thursday night at TD Garden. On the heels of Rafael Devers' comments about playing third base, here's what manager Alex Cora said about it earlier today.
Guys have their ideas. They're proud, you know, and they say the things that they do, but then at the end, you know, like I said yesterday, it's not about Alex or Rafi or AC, right? It's about the Boston Red Sox.
Also from earlier today, the Red Sox have agreed to terms with right-handed pitcher Adam Ottavino on a minor league deal with an invite to spring training camp. And Rob Bradford of WEEI reports that Dylan Cease to the Red Sox is a long shot. The Sox also have no intention of including Willier Abreu in any such deal. The Celtics return to action on Thursday night on the road against the Philadelphia 76ers. Boston returns from the All-Star break with three of their first four games being played on the road. And in NFL news, the Cincinnati Bengals will attempt to secure a trio of stars who need new deals. That's wide receiver Jamar Chase and T. Higgins and defensive end Trey Hendrickson for the long term, according to ESPN. Sports Illustrated reported on Monday that Cincinnati had planned to put the non-exclusive franchise tag on the wide receiver T. Higgins. Experience the essence of Boston's culinary and cultural scene at Timeout Market Boston, nestled in the Fenway. From live music sessions to food and beverage tastings and everything in between, Timeout Market Boston showcases the best of the city under one roof. I'm Dan Ball. This is trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons coming up right after.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV Plus.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This.
If you missed any part of the show,
or to have it delivered to your phone daily,
subscribe to the WEEI Afternoons podcast on the Odyssey app
or wherever you find your podcasts.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
That was the voice of new Red Sox and apparently anti-Devers, Alex Bregman, talking to Odyssey's own Rob Bradford. Baseball isn't boring. Who'd have thunk? When they pay you $40 million, you can just say, I'll play wherever the manager tells me to play. I'm happy to be a good teammate. I'm just happy to be here and help the ball club any way I can. Clichés work. There are a reason
exactly. They
were around in Bull Durham and Major League and all these baseball movies. Use a cliche.
Couched in truth. Yes, exactly. They're couched in truth. They apply most probably in America's pastime like baseball. And you could have easily come back from the sound and said, that's the voice of leadership. That's the voice of reason.
Oh, yeah.
That's the voice of how things are supposed to get done.
It's also the voice of apparently the second baseman. Because the guy on third won't.
This is going to represent an abject failure organization-wide if he's the second baseman. Also, he can play a few games there because maybe Grissom gets hurt. Maybe he's not ready, although I heard he absolutely took one off crochet out of the ad today down in Fort Myers.
And that's the next step, Fitzy. When we start getting reports or we start watching some of these spring training games and we're like, wow, Grissom's really good. He's killing it. Oh, Christian Campbell. He really is the second coming.
No, sorry. Cassis doesn't want you playing there.
Well, all we're going to do is going to ship him off to Toronto with Devers. That's what Tony said. Gone. Be gone with you.
Isn't it a little surprising that the Devers would have this attitude considering that Alex Bregman chose you? The Red Sox, the team that hasn't made the playoffs in the last 3 years. They've been last in the AL East three out of the last 5 years. But yet he wanted to come to you. There's teams were lining up to get
he picked Dallas. You.
He picked you.
And he's a winner.
And right, he's an accomplished player. He's a better infielder. He's got more championship rings. And yet that's the feeling, that's how you're treating this whole situation.
Okay, keep going, Ted.
Complete
because
disconnect.
I don't know if you recall this, Ted. A year ago at this time, Rafi Devers had a lot to say. I don't know if you remember that. What did he say? He said, we need ownership to invest. We need them to invest in this team. I'm not going to say what we need, but everybody knows what we need. So the team went out and got a starting pitcher, which they obviously needed, an ace. Mm-hmm. And then they went out and got a defensive-minded leader, infielder, right-handed bat, which they needed. But it infringes upon Rafi Devers' territory. So when you said last year you wanted management to invest in this team, you meant invest in this team as long as it doesn't affect Rafi Devers adversely. So you want the team to be better, but on Rafi Devers' terms.
Mm-hmm.
That's not how any of this works. They're trying to put together the best baseball team they can. And I said it earlier. Bill Belichick often said, and I know he's not your favorite guy in the world, that leadership is doing what's in the best interest of the team, even if it's not in the best interest of the individual.
And Bill did that all the time.
Right?
Yeah.
So
you probably got so tired of hearing that, Ted. You probably got so freaking tired of hearing that over and over and over again.
You're going to quote Bill Belichick in my face with that?
The team
always does what's best for the team? How can Butler
say
that? It was a cliche, Ted, but
No, it wasn't. Guys, he lived it for a long time.
I can point to two great examples in baseball of people that have greater reputations, greater legacies, one that is absolutely Hall of Famer, one that probably will be there in a few short years as well. When a generational, legendary, all-time talent like Alex Rodriguez, as much of a bozo and purple-lipped knucklehead that all of us may hold him to be, the LeBron of baseball, if you will, to Red Sox Nation, when he gets traded to the Yankees, he was a far better defensive shortstop, but they allowed Derek Jeter to stay at shortstop because, he's the captain, and certainly didn't have the range A-Rod did. But A-Rod, keeping everyone happy, gladly moved over to third base for the betterment of the team and his contract and played pretty damn good third base for a long time as well. And then now Mike Trout is switching to right field because he's not the center fielder he used to be. He could easily be like, excuse me, I'm Mike effing Trout. I'll stay and play wherever I want. And he's moving to right field, Ted.
Fitzy, keep going. Compare Derek Jeter, to the captain of the Red Sox, Rafi Devers. Is there any comparison from a leadership standpoint?
No, zero.
And
no,
that's where I feel like Rafi doesn't have a leg to stand on. Like if you were this dynamic personality where guys were drawn to you and you brought more to the table than just being a hitter. Like if you were a leader, I don't hear stories of guys Rafi talking to guys on airplanes, trying to help them out, trying to teach them the game. All that stuff that you hear in baseball that is very, very valuable behind the scenes in a locker room, Derek Jeter, I feel like, did. I don't see that, and I haven't heard that from Rafi Devers. So he really, to me, doesn't have a leg to stand on when you consider all that.
Yeah, the Jeter comparison I get, Fitzy, on paper, mm-hmm. but the reality is Jeter was going to go down as an iconic all-time Yankee great. We're talking about Devers saying, did they pick the wrong one of the three they had to pick through between Betts, Bogarts, and Devers? Like, he doesn't even he doesn't even win that three-man race towards right free now? Agency, right? Like,
but depending on if you look at it from every qualification, you know, Betts has as many, if not more, home runs, is willing to do. Yeah, we talked about that
yesterday. He switches positions all the time. Every year.
He literally said, I'll do whatever. He's shortstop, second base, right field, center field. Like, it's like first base, Bugs Bunny, second base, Bugs Bunny, third base, Mookie Betts. Like, he does whatever the team needs.
He's like the world's first utility superstar. Like, he's Brock Holt, but great.
You know what it probably would say on his baseball card? Mookie Betts, baseball player.
Ball player.
Can I throw this one question out at you guys? Does any of you guys feel like this might be Alex Cora taking his team back?
Explain. Explica, por favor.
So after they win it in 2018, he goes away for a little bit, right? Comes back. Mm-hmm. You know, his contract was in, you know, kind of, a lot of people thought when he came back, it was because they were doing him a favor, you know, bringing him back. And so he maybe felt that he didn't have any options. So he had to kind of play the game and go along to get along. Mm. But now that he's got a new contract, right? And now that, you know, he feels like, you know, his team isn't what he wants it to be. It's like, you know what? I'm taking my team back. I'm bringing the kid that I coached down in Houston.
He's
going to come in. He's going to play third. And I'm going to just completely, like, this thing needs to be flushed out. These attitude, this entitlement, the Mike Vrabel kind
of
thing.
That's the word I kept coming back to.
It's the entitlement of these players, Tristan Casas, right?
Absolutely.
Rafi Devers. And it's Alex Cora kind of saying, you know what? I'm bringing in an accomplished player who doesn't have the entitlement, who's a better, more accomplished player than anybody here, and he's willing to do whatever it takes. That's the guy that I wanted to show all of you. This is how you build special baseball teams, is by this guy's leadership, what he's showing. To me, it's a little bit of an Alex Cora taking his team back to some degree. Now that he's got a long-term deal,
we'll see.
Well, we'll see. I think it's an effort to do that.
Yeah.
That's what I think it is.
Because
this is his guy. This is AC's guy.
Yeah, but if opening day comes and Devers is at third, and the second game is at third, and the third game, then we're like, did you take your team back?
Unless Kristen Campbell's not ready to go.
No. I mean, but Bregman, either way, you're better.
Fair. So Bregman play, right.
Either way, you're better.
Right.
I mean, you can make a strong argument. There's like five guys that could play second base that would make you a better all-around team with Bregman at third and Devers DHing, right? Like, there's options. It could be Grissom. It could be Campbell. It could be, I don't know, David Hamilton. It could be Rafaela. They have
are all
guys.
Are all those better options than Alex Bregman, though, playing second?
No, but they're better with Bregman in combo. The combo of Bregman with Devers. Devers is not a good defensive player. You just enumerated it for every year of his career. That's
the
reality.
Who else is going play third if it's not Bregman, you guys? Like, if it's Devers, you're up Blanks Creek. And if Bregman plays second base, then the right side of the infield defensively is great. But you're also, like, log jamming Grissom, who you traded for last year, and Campbell, who people say, he maybe can wait a little while longer. But if his bat just absolutely lights Fort Myers aflame, and the west coast of Florida is never the same, then what are you doing?
So you guys are both say, hey, you know what? We know what Devers is. There's plenty of data. It's not like, hey, let's see how he does to start the training camp. Maybe spring training maybe comes in, and all of a sudden the leather is just like,
the year nine jump in his defensive ability. Is that what we're projecting here?
I'm just saying.
Suddenly he's a great fielder?
I don't know. I'm just saying.
We do know.
You don't think the presence of Alex Bregman can maybe light a fire under Rafi Devers to be a better defensive third baseman?
Then I don't care. I don't want to allow that to happen.
Okay.
That's a bad sign too. If he sucked defensively for 8 years and then you brought in somebody that threatens his territory and suddenly he goes, I could be better. I could have been better all along. I just didn't really want to be. Now that makes him look worse.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Might be true.
There's only one way he comes out of this looking okay. Shut the F up.
Wow.
And DH. No, am I wrong? Is there another option?
No.
I mean, I guess.
At this point now?
No. Because if he goes out, and Ted, you're right. If he gets his way, if he winds his way to third base and then is really good defensively, doesn't it look like from afar, you half-assed it for like 7 years and now you were threatened and you prove that if you really invest in it, you can be better? That's a bad look for him. If he goes out there and sucks and doesn't play DH, bad look for him.
Mm-hmm.
The only way for him to save face is shut up and DH. Mm-hmm. which I also think is easy. It's also easy for him. Just go DH.
Sounds like something an angry news network person would say. Just shut up and hit.
Yes. And I don't mean it in any of those forms or fashion. I mean this literally. Just shut up and hit. You're good at that. This is not political in any way. This is baseball, Ray. It's simply baseball. 617-779-7937. Up next, we're going to get to your phone calls because the lines are loaded. Yep. You're angry about Devers. You have ideas about Devers. Maybe like Ted, you're optimistic about Devers. You think it'll all play itself out nicely with Alex Cora coming out on top. That's next here on WEEI Afternoons.
You can stream the show or listen on demand anytime. Just download the Odyssey app.
That's A-U-D-A-C-Y.
Save WEEI as a favorite and listen wherever you go. Now, more of WEEI Afternoons.
With Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
That was Jared Carrabas on MLB Network, I believe. Also putting perfume on a pig of a situation right now. Yeah, you have talent. Seems like you're not going to be able to field necessarily your best talent because some of your better talent is having a pouty McPout Pout session in the grocery store aisle because they couldn't get the candy bar from the top shelf. They could only get the gummies on the bottom shelf. Now they're being a little baby about it. I don't know. Like everybody, Ted, you're kind of doing it. Buck Showalter was doing it.
Yeah.
Alex, you know, Carrabas is doing it. It's like everybody's telling me, no, nothing to see here. It's fine. There's plenty of talent. It's a great problem to have. Yeah, we'll see. Sometimes these things don't work themselves out. Sometimes you athlete people get, like, in a place where I don't want to play anymore. I'm not going to play for this team anymore. I don't want to do my job anymore.
That's
right?
Fine.
That happens.
You're forfeiting $30 million.
People.
You know, that's fine. then you would kill your legacy. So if you care at all about your legacy, maybe he doesn't.
The guy that I saw yesterday doesn't care about his legacy because he didn't try to pretend that he cared. Well, his money's fine. They could cut him tomorrow and he gets $331 million. Like, that's the beauty that you brought up earlier. NFL versus MLB.
He's got to come to work, though. He's got to put forth
He's willing
effort.
To come to work. You signed me as a third baseman. Heim Bloom told me I was a third baseman. Oh, he'll come to work.
Okay.
He'll just pout. Maybe he'll have a Terry Glenn DID hamstring injury.
Good luck.
Oh, or
good
until not, like Nomar got traded.
Yeah.
Know, just the whole thing.
I mean, these guys can be pouty. Man. Immature, make life difficult for everyone around them. You don't to the point where the team says, "Okay, enough. You win. I don't want you here." Whatever.
This is a great topic. It's fun to talk about. I just think it's only a day old, and I just think by the time the season starts in a month, that it will get worked out. That's my feeling.
I hope you're right. Because I was excited about this Red Sox team as of last Friday afternoon. I left here thinking, oh, baseball season's fun. We're going to Fenway Park. We're going to talk to Cora. They're going to win the division. We'll go to the playoffs.
Do you want to be the turd in the punch bowl at the end when everyone is excited? Alex Cora says it's the attention to detail has been as good this training camp as all of them in the last 4 or 5 years. Do you want to be the guy that's going to ruin that that harmony and the good vibes? You know,
if you're selfish, you do.
We'll see.
There's certain people that are like that.
I'm betting that he will not be that guy at the end of the day when it all comes down to it.
All right, let's go to the phone line, 617-779-7937. We're going to try to bang a few of these out. Let's go to Jose in Boston. What are your thoughts on the Devers situation?
Just want to touch on a couple of things. Cassis first. Cassis must think he's still acting on Netflix because he tried to gaslight everyone today. You know, when he says that, you know, he wants Bregman at second and Devers at third. It's all about first base. He just wants to protect his future guaranteed contract. He wants nothing to do with Rafi possibly moving to first base, which I think is where he'll land. If Rafi doesn't want to settle at DH, I think he'll try to settle at first base because I look at it like this. If Vladdy can go from third to first and win the Gold Glove, then who's saying Rafi can't be an average infielder at first base? So I just think, you know, it's pretty obvious that Cassis is obviously delusional, but it's obvious that he's afraid for his job at first base.
That's interesting.
All right, thanks for the call, Jose.
That's interesting.
I think he's protecting his territory.
Wow.
You said Cora's taking his team back.
Yeah.
Well, now you got Devers kind of claiming his third base spot. You got Cassis. Yeah. There's a lot of dogs lifting their leg around the Red Sox.
You know
right
what?
Now.
I love it. I love it, Fitzy, because I liked it. You know what? Get it mixed up. Get everyone fired up. You know,
you love it?
You know why? Because everyone was just relaxed in their roles. They think everything. You know what? They don't want any tension. They want. You know what? You're not doing a good enough job, Rafi. You're going to get replaced. You know what, Cassis? You're not getting it done. We're going to replace you with Rafi. It needs a little bit of this kind of turmoil to kind of get things. The tension needs to be there. There needs to be more competition, more stress. I've been on teams where tension is good. It brings out kind of the best in you. So
we'll see.
I don't think it's the worst thing.
This is a good thing for the Boston Red Sox?
No, I don't. As a matter of fact, the apple cart of joy that we were all riding along happily last week, Ted, just completely got upset, and now all those apples are bouncing around a bunch of crooked cobblestone roads. No. I don't either. I see what you're saying in terms of, like, look, they reached this point, and this galvanized the team and brought them together, and they all tried extra hard and forged a brave new path for the team. Or you could have just gone with, hey, we've actually been pretty good for a while, and now one of the things that has dogged us the most, our bad infield defense, got fixed. Oh, and we added a great right-handed bat who's a locker room leader at the time. Like, I think this is bad vibes. Sorry, I don't like it.
I don't love it, and I think you're bringing a football mentality to a baseball situation.
We'll see.
And baseball players are not the competitors that football players are. They're weirdos. They're a different breed. Mm-hmm. They're going to be in their head. I'm not sure this is a good thing. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Neil in Key West. Got any key lime pie for me? Neil, what's up?
Guys, no, I just ordered a bucket of beers for starting happy hour.
Come on down, I got the first
bucket.
Appreciate it.
I don't think the ownership is getting enough discredit for what's happening. They're all celebrating, high-fiving, back-slapping each other, but they had the choice between Betts, Bogarts, and Devers on who to sign and who to let go. Who came up with the decision after looking at Devers saying, we're going to keep him and let Betts go, or Bogart? Why let him go? Why let the ownership off the hook for letting this persist?
Thanks for the call, Neil. I'm going to let you off the hook before you say something that gets both of us in trouble.
Amazing he didn't.
Enjoy the rest of
your
afternoon.
Holy Hemingway, someone's... I want to live that guy's life.
I am so jealous right now.
Oh,
just down in Key West. It's nice out. Mm-hmm. He just ordered a bucket of beers.
He's starting happy. There's enough. There's one in there for all of us. For Zach, for Dan, for Ted, for you, and for me. That's amazing. What a guy.
Now, he seemed upset about this, but like his voice didn't display that he's upset. He's in such a good place that this can't even ruin his day down there in Key West.
Uh-uh.
Appreciate the call, Neil. Let's go back to the phone lines. Let's go to AJ in Cranston. I think he has some thoughts on Tristan Casas' comments from today.
What's going on, boys? Love the show.
Thanks.
Casas was completely out of line today. Who the hell does he think he is, trying to be the manager and the general manager of the team? Like, talking about the Devers situation, they obviously brought in a better third baseman in Bregman. He's a gold-loving winning third baseman. And the fact that he even brought up the young kids, why doesn't he put his head down and worry about his own damn job? He played, 30 games last year? Not to mention, you said it earlier, screaming after a walk in Tampa Bay. Shut up. Do your job. Like, it's mind-blowing how it's crazy. And, Devers hits. That's what Devers does. So why not just accept that and do – look at Ortiz, prime example. Mm-hmm. Legend, living legend. Went to the Hall of Fame as a designated hitter.
Thanks for the call, AJ. So Devers, he said it right. I think we all agree Devers hits. That's what he does. Devers doesn't see it that way. Devers says, no, I play third. I think the phrase he used, I play the turf, like the field. I play the field. That's what I do. He doesn't see himself as a hitter only, and he doesn't see that as a good thing, it doesn't sound like. And that's the disconnect between, I think, us, but also between Cora. I'm sure Cora was probably like, oh, I think we can talk him into it. He's just going to hit. That'll be fun. And, he's good at it. That's what he's best at. We'll take the errors away. Seems logical, but it's not playing out that way.
Doesn't. Not the way it's going by any stretch whatsoever.
617-779-7937. We'll get back to your phone calls in a little bit. We're going to switch gears, top of the hour, heading into our 4:30 chat with Sean McDonough. We're going to touch on the biggest story outside of Devers in Boston, and that is Team USA taking on Canada Thursday night. At the TD Garden, the game over the weekend was as enjoyable a hockey game as anyone's seen. And you now have Jack Eichel and others saying this is the biggest game Thursday night they have ever played in. We're going to talk about booing national anthems. We're going to talk about rooting for the Tkachuk family. Fitzy has a problem with that, but I think he'll find himself doing it on Thursday night. Team USA Canada up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.